Kick it off, Leon. Kick it off.
Swing out here now.
It may be hard to imagine, but in the 1930s, songs like this one, Steel Guitar Rag, were among the most racy and joyous music of the day. It's Western swing, and its king, crowned by his popularity and sheer exuberance, was the Texas fiddler and bandleader Bob Wills. Bob Wills died 30 years ago. This weekend, fans are celebrating his birth 100 years ago.
I'm glad, Brother Al, glad now.
And we are too, with the help of our contributor, music journalist Ashley Kahn.
Imagine an age when music was segregated by skin tone. One style of music for one people, and another music for another part of society. I know, the idea of musical segregation doesn't sound too different from today, does it? But doesn't it seem right that many of our musical giants, like Ray Charles, Elvis Presley, are remembered for crossing over musical boundaries, for mixing one style successfully with another? By that measure alone, Bob Wills still casts a very long shadow.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
It all began back in the 1920s for Bob Wills, that's decades before Ray or Elvis, when he took the hillbilly melodies of rural Texas and married them to the free-swinging rhythms of hot jazz. In his band, the Texas Playboys, country fiddles and steel guitars were placed on equal footing with saxophones and trumpets. He recruited the best musicians he could find, and he gave them room to prove it. Hardly a solo went by without Wills calling out the musician's name.
Oh, that Eldon and Leon now. Twin guitars. Yeah, yeah.
It was all part of a sound that was called Western Swing and was created with the intention of keeping the dance halls filled in the 1930s and 40s. But the popularity of the music and the name of Bob Wills reached far beyond the years of country music fans. During his heyday, Wills and the Texas Playboys notched 9 top 40 pop hits and starred in a number of Hollywood films, all westerns, naturally.
Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Today, the legacy of Bob Wills echoes in the rhythms of honky-tonk bands and the instrumental talent of Nashville's top musicians. Tributes to Wills have been recorded by a number of country giants, including Merle Haggard, George Jones, and Willie Nelson, who can still be relied on to sing a Bob Wills number at each of his concerts. In the Bob Wills biography, San Antonio Rose, there's an old black and white photo showing members of the Texas Playboys hanging out in the Chicago nightclub with jazz legends like trumpeter Henry Red Allen, trombonist J.C. Higginbottom, and sax man Ben Webster. It's an image that speaks to Bob Wills' colorblind approach to music and why his music endures. This Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Bob Wills. Long live the king of Western swing.
All aboard this train, everybody get on, ready, let's go, boys. Kick it off, Leon, kick it off.
The voice and music of Bob Wills, music journalist Ashley Kahn is a contributing writer to this program. He notes that you can find more about the king of Western swing at his official website, bobwills.com.
Oh, swing out here now.